It's 20 minutes past 10 in the morning, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in the office of Helen Powers, choreographer, dance director, and booking agent.
Office of Helen Powers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miss Powers is busy now.
Miss, my name is Audrey Beekman.
Oh, excuse me, please. Office of Helen Powers.
I'm sorry, but Miss Powers says it's impossible for her to see you today. You try again next week if you...
My name is Audrey Beekman. I want to see my daughter.
What did you say?
My daughter came here for an audition, and I must see her.
Her name's Kate. Kate Beekman.
Oh, yes. She talked to Miss Powers just a few moments ago. You see, Miss Powers always talks to applicants before seeing them dance. Sometimes that's as far as it goes.
What?
Well, sometimes Miss Powers decides the applicant isn't suitable.
Then Kate didn't...
Oh, you can be glad. Miss Powers decided to give your daughter a try at any rate. Just a moment. Miss Powers? Miss Powers? Miss Powers is no longer in her office. She's most likely taken your daughter to the audition stage.
I've got to see my daughter before she takes the audition.
You don't want her to take it?
No.
Why?
We're wasting time, miss.
Well, you'll have to give me a reason. Well, didn't your daughter want to come here?
Well, yes, but...
Then I don't understand.
My daughter was hurt in an accident. She doesn't know how bad she was hurt. I've got to tell her.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Mrs. Beekman.
Miss, will you call my daughter or take me to her? Or let me speak to Miss Powers.
I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Because she's busy. Every minute is scheduled.
Miss.
She's coaching the chorus of a musical comedy.
I'm going to see my daughter or Miss Powers. You take me or let me find my own way. But you can't stop me. Are you going to take me? All right, I'll find the way myself.
Hey, wait!
Not another second. If you want to show me the way.
All right, okay, I'll show you. Hey, Mildred, answer the phone, will you? This way, Mrs. Beekman. I don't know what Miss Powers is going to say when I tell her you forced your way in here.
I'm not worried about Miss Powers.
Well, I am, believe me.
What do you want?
Well, this woman insists on...
Wait a minute. I can't hear a word you're saying. Okay. Cut. Cut! Now, take time. Then we'll run through it again later. Now, what is it?
This is Mrs. Beekman. I told her you were busy, but she insisted
on... All right. What's it all about?
Well, she says...
I'll tell her. Miss Powers, my name's Audrey Beekman, and I want to see my daughter.
I'm almost ready to audition her. Can it wait?
No.
Well, unless it's important, I prefer... It is important?
Yes.
She's in the dressing room. That door. I don't think anyone else is in there.
You want me to go in with her, Miss Powers?
Of course not. She wants to see your daughter, not you. Well, then, I'll go back to my desk.
That's a good idea.
All right, Mrs. Beekman, go ahead and talk to your girl. All right, everybody. Take your places. We'll take it from the break after the second chorus.
Katie.
Ma, what happened? Are you all right?
I am, yeah. But, Katie, why didn't you tell me you were supposed to go back to that specialist?
What, Ma?
Dr. Hill. The man who examined you after the accident.
I wish you hadn't found out. But there really wasn't anything to tell. He did say something about... coming in for a checkup.
That was it, a routine checkup.
Yes, Mom?
I spoke with the doctor myself.
What did he tell you?
Well, there's a chance your back wouldn't heal right. He said he told you, Katie.
Yes, in the hospital. Is that all he said?
He said if it didn't heal right, you can't dance anymore. At least not for a long time. Maybe never. You should have told me, honey.
But there was nothing to tell.
Katie.
You'd have worried for nothing, Ma. Because he said, as long as my back doesn't hurt, it's all right. So I knew it was all right when my back didn't hurt.
Honey, I phoned the doctor because I found this.
Aspirin bottle?
Yeah. Bottle's empty. You've been taking it because your back does hurt.
Only Only a little?
Okay.
Only a little bit when I got tired or... It isn't true. He's wrong. I can dance. I know I can.
You mustn't try.
I'm going to.
Honey, the doctor said you could make it worse.
I don't care.
Kate.
I'm going to try. I've got to try. Oh, Ma, I don't have to tell you. You know me better than anyone in the world. You took me to my first teacher. You paid for me to keep on taking lessons when you and Pa couldn't afford them.
Oh, honey.
I was too young to know it then, but I knew it later. You and Pa did without so I could study.
Because we knew how much you wanted.
Yes. And how much more I want it now. Oh, Ma, dancing is all I want. You know, because you know me. I've got to find out.
But, darling...
I've got to know. Don't you see it's worse to be afraid I'll never dance again?
Baby... Baby, if the doctor...
I don't need to go to him.
You're on, Beekman!
I can find out here and now, and I'm going to... I've got the right to find out. This is me. This is my life. You come watch. Please. Please, Ma.
Katie, will you promise...
I'm going to do an easy routine.
If it starts hurting...
I'll stop if it hurts badly. Come on, Ma.
Where's Beekman? There you are. Where's your music?
I didn't bring any. I'm going to do a standard.
What?
Soft Shoe. Swanee River.
Hey.
I'll be all right, Ma. Wish me luck.
Oh. They aren't even watching you. How can you dance?
Miss Powers is watching me. Here I go, Ma.
Want to stand here with me, Mrs. Beekman? All right, Raymond.
Hit it.
Well, why didn't she tell me the truth?
What did you say?
She told me she hasn't been practicing.
She hasn't, not for several months.
Mm. Excuse me. You stay here. I'm going to speak to the accompanist. Okay, Raymond. Build it and give it a good, strong finish.
Where's Miss Powers?
Over by the piano.
Oh. Did you like it?
I don't know. How do you feel, baby?
Oh, I'm all right. Here she comes.
Who taught you that routine, Beekman?
No one, Miss Powers. It's a standard, and I just picked it up.
Yes. It's very rough.
Yes, ma'am.
Not polished at all.
I'm sorry. I did the best I could.
Hmm. Just wanting isn't enough.
Yes. Come on, Ma.
Just a moment, Beekman.
Oh, Miss Powers. Miss Powers.
Mary, this is twice you've disturbed me.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, ma'am, but may I speak with you?
Well?
Well, it's confidential.
Then it can wait.
No, ma'am, it can't.
Didn't you hear me? I said it will have to wait. Now, don't disturb me again. Now, as I was going to say, Beekman... Mary, I'm getting seriously annoyed.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, Miss Powers, but... Please... Please step over here where I can tell you.
Never mind. Kate and I will go sit down.
Very well. All right, Mary. What's your excuse for this?
Well, there's a man in your office.
I can't see him.
Oh, please, Miss Powers. He says you'd want to see him.
If you haven't learned by this
time...
Well,
the way he talked, I was afraid not to tell you.
Afraid? What did he say?
Well, it's not what he says so much, but he's a strange-looking man.
What does he look like?
Well, he's a great big man.
Tall?
Fat.
Oh.
He gave me a note to give you.
Well, give it to me. Hurry.
Here.
In my office?
Yes. Shall I tell him?
No. I'll do it myself. Ask the Beekmans to wait till I get back.
Well, don't you wonder who's waiting to see Helen Powers? Don't you want to know the result of Kate's audition? We're going to learn the answers to several important questions tomorrow. So, by all means, join us, won't you?